Welcome, everybody. Share number 1318 in the writing is share number 4740. Oh, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the Halachas of Negelwasser. In reference to touching food, we spoke about the fact that a person has to be careful. We'll talk a little bit more about it, but a person has to be careful before touching food. The importance of washing negavas. Of course, you have to wash negavas, we've spoken about, as soon as you get up, but be it as it may, for whatever reason one couldn't, but before they touch food, they have to be very careful to touch to wash negavas. And not to, otherwise they make the food impure. We said with the Eved, one would still be allowed to eat the food, but one has to be careful, very careful not to do that. But be it as it may, what about a non-Jew, a guy, let's say somebody, a non-Jewish person working in a store or whatever, and they touch food. Does a non-Jewish person have to have to wash their hands too? Do they have to wash nagel? We're not talking about not a cleanliness. Obviously, everybody has to wash their hands with soap before touching food. But as far as negelwasser, as far as a ruach ra, do they have, does a non-Jewish person have ruach ra on their hands, whereby they have to wash their hands, negelwasser, before touching the food? They're, obviously, there's no bracha involved. They're not Jewish. So in reference to a non-Jew, a Gentile, who touched food, as far as negelwasser goes, it would not be a problem. There's no problem with that. But due to the fact that Gentile does not, a non-Jewish person does not have to wash negelwasser before, for the reasons which we'll talk about. Okay. So a Gentile does not become impure when sleeping. In other words, there's no ruach ra that goes on the hands of a Gentile, of a non-Jewish person. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains this a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains that according to the Zohar, the ruach ra comes because of the holiness of the neshama, right? Because of the kedusha, the holiness of a yiddish, a Jewish person's neshama, which part of the neshama leaves at night, goes up, and then as we know, then it comes back. Bez was Hashem gezunt to hate, but be it as it may, that only happens by a Jewish person. But it's because of the kedusha, the holiness of the neshama, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, left the person, then they come back. That's due to the, that is what causes the ruach ra and the spiritual impurity. Since Gentiles, non-Jewish people lack this holiness to begin with, the ruach ra does not come upon them, right? So therefore, they don't go through this procedure. They don't, with the neshama, whatever it be, therefore, and they don't have the whole kedusha and everything. Therefore, the ruach ra does not come upon them. And therefore, if there's no ruach ra, they don't have to, there's no issues of them touching food. So therefore, if a non-Jewish person working in a store, possibly, right, a person could go into a store and then the non-Jewish person, the Gentile gave them something and they touched their food, a person could be worried, I went into the store, the non-Jew touched my food, and what should I do? He didn't wash negavas. Well, you don't have to worry. As far as that goes, the ruach ra, there's no problem with Gentile non-Jewish people, making the food tummy. Now, the Eish Lavram says that there's a principle that the holy, and a separate thing in reference to Gentiles, that the holier, it's in reference to everybody, but this applies to Gentiles in reference to washing negavas, that the holier a person is, the more tumma can attach themselves to that person. So this reasoning applies also to a non-Jewish person as well. It applies to a Jewish person, but a guy, a non-Jew as well, that this is what the Eish Lavram says, that there's no, that the principle, there is such a principle that the holier, the more kedusha a person has in general, the more tumah could attach themselves to that person. That's the way it goes. The more kedusha a person has, the more tumah could attach themselves to that person. I mean, it's a good way in the fact that the person has more kedusha, but be it as it may, and obviously since this reasoning applies to a non-Jew, since the non-Jew does not have this holiness of kedusha, it's a little bit similar to the reasoning of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but it runs along the same line. So be it as it may, bottom line is, and that tells us the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Yud, just to give you the Maimaka and the Or Olam edition of the Mishnah Berurah and Ice number N over there, and the Mishnah Berurah Sif, the regular Mishnah Berurah Sif Dalet, our Simon, Simon Dalet, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud, that's where he says a non-Jewish person would not be a problem if they in fact touch food without washing negavasser. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Baruch HaKol Tov.